views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
That's right. It is Tuesday, March 4th, 2014, number 69. Since being in the YNTS studio, we air on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, AMWBOQ 1230, and audio graded. I want you to call in at any time. Well, of course, be a part of the conversation at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS. Email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Please spell it correctly. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Instagram at yoandrewnts. And, of course, well, there really is no other social networks I'm on. Again, we're on right now. Don't look behind.
The King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
It is the O'Andrew News Talk Show. It's Tuesday night, and where we are, it is just freezing. Really like this song because it hits the road to WrestleMania, and I'm already planning my annual WrestleMania roundtable, so I'm really excited about it. We had one last year, and we had four men who came on, and this year we're planning to have six. And I'm talking about writers who, all year long, talk about WWE. We're going to have Big Nasty from Bleacher Report. He'll be joining us again. We are going to have Raj Geary. Well, I reached out to Raj from WrestlingInc.com. I reached out to him again, so let's hope he gets back to me and confirms yes. At SB Nation, we reached out to them again. He already confirmed. So that's one. Anthony Schrano at the Power Play on Boost Radio Network. He'll probably say yes. So that's not a problem. And then we hopefully can get in contact with Wrestling News Source podcaster, one of the three hosts. I reached out to them last night, hope to get them on. And then I have so many other people who are saying, Andrew, I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it. And that's great. I wish we could have a whole 10 man if we wanted to, but I'm very picky. And some of you already know that. I'm very picky when it comes to who I want to speak and what we're actually speaking about. So that's what I want to tell many of you. Believe me, everyone wants to be on the air, and that's great. We gotta be very careful though. Believe me, I got my four men. Well, I got my pot. My possible. I have one confirmed, four possibles, and one's up in the air. Maybe if I close my eyes and I put names around the studio and I just spin around and wherever my finger points at. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I went to the dentist a few days ago. I went in there, and I have to say my dentist is a little bit unorthodox, but he gets the job done. And that's what a lot of us forgot. You might look crazy, have pink hair, but if you cook well, then that's fine. And if you play the guitar well, then that's cool. So I guess we kind of reminded ourselves when it comes to judging people by their actions. And my dentist turned on the TV, and we're watching Wayne Brady's The Price is Right. Yeah, it was The Price is Right. It's a good show. I like Wayne Brady. A lot of people don't even talk about him much. I think he's very underrated. He's funny. He gets the crowd riled up. Very good speaker. Very good composure while doing it. And these two older gentlemen, and I'm guessing they're in their 60s, maybe early 70s. I say that because they were just harassing my generation with a toothpick. It just got really bad. They were saying that there was three channels 20 years ago is better than half the channels they show, and people come on the television look like imbeciles, and then they're just bragging about Jackie Gleason and the 50s and the 40s. Of course, I didn't say anything. There's no reason for me to say anything. We all know I'm a big 90s kid. I am. I was born 1990. 9.5 years were in the 90s for me in Brooklyn. So there's always stories to share. I learned doing this radio program, the reason why we always brag about our childhood and the decade that we love is because it was our first experiences. It was the first time we were able to do something like this. And we have memories that you'll never see again. And I feel my decade is really special because we're the last decade to have many things. Before now, everything's digital and online. And to do a job application, you have to first find one. So that's what we loved about the 90s a lot. I respect anyone who likes their decade. If you like the 50s, that's great. I don't think it's right that you should abuse my decade. And that's why I wanted to have a decade roundtable this past June, and it sadly never happened. But that was the conclusion I wanted out of it. I wanted to prove to people that everyone can come together, and even though we might be on disagreement on many things, we all realize that the reason why we enjoy our decade is because we were born in it. It was our first impression, our first experiences, and all. And that's why I'm announcing. I want to do it this Sunday. Hopefully I can still get it. I'm going to be the host of A 90s Child. It's a brand new podcast that I'll be hosting. What is a podcast, you might say? A podcast is a pre-recorded radio program, and it's broken up into episodes each week, ranges from 15 to 2 hours long. This podcast I'm hosting is going to be about 15 minutes. It's a pre-recorded podcast, so you will be able to download this podcast or be able to listen to it at any time on Sunday. And each Sunday, there will be a new episode. You'll be able to access A 90s Child on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Spreaker.com, and Podomatic.com. And in the next few days, you'll be able to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and our brand new website. That's all in the making. We're just talking with some people, getting a logo ready, and we're going to aim and fire. It's going to be a great podcast, because what this podcast is going to show is, for the first time, I get to focus on one thing. I do a news talk show right now, and I'm doing 20,000 things. In a few moments, I'll be speaking about Hollywood celebrities, speaking about their involvement in politics, and we have our guest coming up in the next segment, Britt Heisen. She's an actress. She is also a managing editor. She'll be coming on to speak with me about how they make political campaigns powerful. And then next hour, I'm going into potholes and infrastructure. So it's just, you do so many different issues. It's going to be great to focus on one issue. All right, 90s, this is what I'm focusing on. Also, I love about this is, we're going to be sharing stories of my childhood that's never been shared over the air or pretty much with anyone before. We're going to be talking about the time where we were doing this surprise going away party. It was for this young girl. I don't know what. See, this is where my memory goes vague because I was young. I don't know if she was a foreign exchange student or she was just leaving the class. And I told her, you know, don't tell anyone. But, you know, it was third grade. And I told her, you know, guess what? What we're doing is for you. She told Miss Cooperman, and I got screamed at. That was it. We are going to be talking about the only body part I ever sprained. The mystery that went on between that, we're going to be speaking about the far right corner in the schoolyard, what we did there. We are going to talk about science projects, everything of my childhood, TV shows, you name it. It's all going to be broken up into a few episodes each. The first episode, to give you a clue, is going to be about why, like I just said, the 90s is the last generation. That's what the name is going to be called. Because the second 2000 hit, everything changed. Everyone decided to do something brand new with their company or their item. Okay, we're going to bring on these people. It was just a huge transition. We live in a decade now where everything's really quick and fast. Country and techno are back into style for the first time in 25 years. Everything is coming, you know, back in, and you have new iPhones every week. When I was a kid, I didn't have a phone. I was 9 years old. I had a CD book with a bunch of CDs, and then, of course, the cassettes. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope that you can be a part of that. Seth Rogen. We all know who Seth Rogen is. He's a actor, pretty funny guy. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And my father, spectating Teddy Giordano. We're all here. Seth Rogen, last week, went to Washington. He went to the Hill. And he wanted to speak about Alzheimer's disease. He went to go speak about Alzheimer's because his mother-in-law has it. So he didn't know much about it. Married this young girl. The mom, she started to see signs, and he has Alzheimer's. I mean, she has Alzheimer's. So Seth Rogen goes on the microphone, and like any other actor or comedian, he starts throwing out jokes. He said this: "First, I should answer the question I assume many of you are asking. Yes, I'm aware this has nothing to do with the legalization of marijuana, because Seth Rogen has said in the past, you know, he is a smoker. In his movies, he smokes all the time." In his opening statement, after saying the whole joke, and, you know, everyone laughed here and there, he said, "After forgetting who she and her loved one were, my mother-in-law, a teacher of 35 years, then forgot how to speak, feed herself, dress herself, and go to the bathroom herself all by the age of 60. He then added, "Another thing I didn't realize until I was personally affected was the shame and stigma associated with the disease. It was before I was born, but I was told that cancer had a stigma that people were ashamed by. Celebrities and other public figures would hide rather than be voices of hope for people to similar situations. And although it's turning, this is currently where we are largely at with Alzheimer's disease, it seems like." Seth Rogen makes a great point all around the place. He first makes the point of, we don't do anything or take a issue seriously until it pops up personally. And, well, for me, it's kind of the first time we are supporting Endometriosis Awareness Month. And I don't know anybody in my family with endometriosis, but my best friend has, and she runs her organization, Knockout Endo. So there are times where many of us, we really don't wait. We kind of, wow, I really feel that we need to focus on this. So I'm going to take it into my own hands. Other times, like Seth just said, you know, I didn't feel anything really. Until I actually saw it personally through my own eyes. Celebrities and other public figures would hide rather than be voices of hope for people in similar situations. He's right. There are many celebrities who would rather hide. There are many celebrities who would rather not say anything. It's all about money. It's all about fame. Justin Bieber probably give two, you know, about what Seth Rogen's mother-in-law is going through. Until it eventually happens to him. Until Justin Bieber gets out of his phase, we all call it. This is what really hit it off, and that's what made the story viral. Seth Rogen, he was speaking, And what happened was many senators who would stand, who sit and listen to whoever was speaking, never showed up or left the room. And Seth Rogen tweeted, "All those empty seats are senators who are not prioritizing Alzheimer's. Unless more noise is made, it won't change." And this is what brings my question for the audience. We see Seth Rogen tweet this out. Now, there probably are some senators who don't have their priorities straight because their priorities are being controlled by someone else. And that too, that's for you to decide. I've been telling you this for 5.5 years broadcasting. I don't make the decision for you. I just give you the information. So I can tell you who's controlling their priorities. And that's one type of senator. There are other type of senators, and this brings my question, who, Seth Rogen, I understand who you are, I understand what you're feeling, but you're an actor, and we don't take you seriously. So we're going to walk away. My question is, do you believe an actor or an actress' political opinion should be agreed on? Do you believe that we should agree with an actor or an actress' political opinion? Because when we think of actors and actresses, some of them are taken very seriously, and some of them look like big dopes. We already saw the Oscars pass. Some of them were respected and bowed upon, while others, like Jennifer Lawrence, oh look, she tripped on the red carpet again. Ellen DeGeneres, well, she's the biggest thing going because of her most famous selfie. So that's another group of senators that probably walked out and said, "You're an actor. You don't know anything about Alzheimer's. Let us do our job. You do your job." So there are some people who might not agree with an actor's opinion. I don't agree with you. That's my question that I'm leaving you off with. I'm going to speak to my guest. I'm even going to ask her that question. I want you to start tweeting me at Andrew Trigio. I want you to email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. I want you to Facebook me, like me on Facebook, and answer this question. Do you agree with an actor or actress's political opinion? It's the same way of saying, do you agree with a politician's political opinion? Politicians are crooks. Actors might be crooks. Remember, the actor and an actress, they might be in a whole different class. See, I'm a middle-class guy. There really is no one with strings moving my arms around. For them, it might be different, and that might give you the opinion. I think it's a good question. Think about it. Tweet it to me. Facebook me. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's 1 out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis. This Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's a BOGO? Can I have one? I'll take care of it myself, I promise.
Get your own BOGO during the BOGO Blast this week at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 40% off hundreds of items across the whole store, including all books, all Barbie dolls, all Hot Wheels diecast cars, and all Skylanders figures, and so much more. With all this and our price match guarantee, make all their wishes come true at Toys R Us.
Exclusions apply. Discounted item must be equal or lesser value. Visit Toys R Us for details.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever, because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
23 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, we were speaking about Seth Rogen and his trip to Washington last week, the reaction he got from senators and probably from the majority of the media and social networking on Twitter. And like I left you with this question, do you believe a celebrity's political opinion should be listened to? Do you agree to listen to an actor or an actress' political opinion? Some senators have their own priorities for many reasons. And some senators Well, they probably didn't want to take him seriously. We all remember Stephen Colbert trying to run for president. Well, that didn't last. So we know that there are many people who are probably not going to take him seriously. And we know that some people might take him seriously. We are going to be speaking with our guest. And we're going to be speaking with her about how Hollywood really impacts political elections and just political campaigns in general. Because we always talk about lobbyists, those who put a lot of money into campaigns. We never really get into the whole Hollywood part. Yeah, Hollywood. What's their influence in all of this? Because Hollywood is very large industry. They're a business like everyone else. So let's get to our guest. I don't want to keep her waiting anymore. She's an actress. She appeared in movies Get Smart and Yes Man. She also appeared on television shows Mad Men and Nickelodeon's Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh. She is an endorser for the organization Open Debates 2016. She's editor-in-chief for Millennial Magazine. You can follow her on Twitter at Millennial Mags. She is Britt Heisen on my phone line. Britt, welcome to the OAndrew News Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Britt, first of all, I love Merry Christmas with Drake and Josh. And you probably must have had a blast with Drake Bell and Josh Peck, who looked like the most fun in the world.
Yeah, they were definitely great. I was pretty shocked to see, though, that Drake recently filed for bankruptcy.
Really? I did not read on that.
Yeah. I came across that link recently, and I thought that was pretty hilarious, although unfortunate for him. But, yeah, for so many of these Hollywood actors to have just everything that one could imagine in life and then to throw it all away so quickly is pretty shocking. But,
well,
you know, that's Hollywood.
There were tweets a few months ago when Amanda Bynes, when she was in hiatus, supposedly they are still friends and they were having lunch together. So maybe he hung out with Amanda too much and he kind of fell through the cracks.
It could have very well been the case. I don't know what the deal was there, but, you know, that's what's unfortunate about it.
Now, Drake Bell, I'm telling you, I'm just going to hit Drake Bell until I can't anymore. Drake Bell should have endorsed President Obama, because then President Obama could have bailed him out. Now, that was a good joke, right? Where's the drum rolls? Well, Britt, thanks for coming on. And like I said, you're an actress. And my audience and I would love to hear, as of right now, are you still acting? Or are you doing anything? Or you're just focusing on writing?
No, to be honest, those days are kind of behind me. I found more purpose in alternative media than I did waiting for that phone to ring within Hollywood. I'm a very take-charge kind of person, and so I always thought that producing was going to be in my future, but it ended up turning into, you know, a much sooner reality than I anticipated. But I'm doing on-camera reports, and, you know, I'm still doing in-front-of-the-camera stuff, and I'm producing, and, yeah, you could definitely find The Millennial Report, which is my latest segment, on millennialmagazine.co or benswan.com. Ben is a partner of mine, so yeah, I'm definitely still active in front of the camera.
When you were acting, and now that your acting career is done, was there someone or something that just kind of told you my time is done? Because there are some people who will, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to act, and I'm going to stick with it as long as I live. But you just said that you decided to go into alternate media instead, and there's nothing wrong with that. Was there someone or something that just influenced you to move from acting and move to alternate media?
Well, the thing was that, you know, we're in such an amazing time where we have access to being able to create our own content. And so for any actor that's waiting for that phone to ring, I would tell them to pick up a camera, whether it's your cell phone or, you know, what we used to call point and shoots, And record yourself. Write out, you know, content if you want it to be scripted, or do a reality series on yourself. The point is to really get in front of an audience and put yourself on camera. So back in 2010, when I started realizing that YouTube was becoming more of a serious platform, that, you know, actors were actually launching their careers off of, a web series that they were doing on YouTube, I wasn't as timid to walk away from the big Hollywood budget movies or TV shows and start creating my own stuff. And when I did that, I realized that I had more fun creating my own material than I did going on countless auditions waiting for somebody to choose me. And that's the problem about Hollywood, is that especially if you're an actor, all you want to do is work. And if you don't have that opportunity to work, then you feel like your purpose in life is null. So, you know, the goal is to constantly be doing something. And so when you have the ability to launch yourself on a huge platform as YouTube is, then I think that opportunities are endless and, you know, sky's the limit. But when I actually made that shift, I actually didn't write scripted material. I decided to start interviewing people and start telling their stories. And when I did that, I realized how much fun I had and how natural it was for me to be a storyteller in that regard. And so I fell into journalism, and to be honest, I fell in love with it. And so that's why I'm doing it today. No regrets.
And I can agree with you anymore. And I always tell, when I was the president of my radio station at my college, I always told the members of the station, you are in such a generation where you have the chance to get hands-on and make something out of it. And that's what we did here on this program. Mm-hmm. Again, it was a year and a half ago. I decided to get a little bored. Now I got my first professional microphone right here talking into it, and PCs and Macs and screens all over the place. So it's amazing what someone like me, that 10 years ago, building your own studio and building your own show and now being on six stations all at once, maybe this is how I have to do it. Because like what you just said about sitting there and waiting, well, I'm in the same place. I would love to be on Sirius XM, Brit. I would love to be on CBS. But and I see many of my friends and workers who love to do the same. But maybe what I'm doing right now might be my segue. Maybe this is my chance of going and doing it. So I think that more of us should sit down and really think about it, because this generation, we went from in the 50s, build your own business on your block, to then everything needs to be big, to now everything you can do on your own. If you want to do a business, you can do it from home. You want to do a radio show, you can do it right in your own home.
Yep.
So it's amazing how we went from, you know, no more big music labels, no more corruption. I want to do my own thing, and that's going to be a big problem. Because one day YouTube is going to get huge when it reaches TVs, and radio is going to get huge when it reaches in the car. And that's when Brit and Andrew coming at you. So
I think it's already headed in that direction.
Yeah,
and I think,
yeah,
you know, the big media conglomerates are a little fearful of losing their placement, which is why they're starting to eat up some of these bigger entities. You know, the fact that Google owns YouTube is an example of that. You know, Google and Facebook are the two biggest entities, I think, right now that control the web. And, yeah, I mean, these media companies are taking pretty large shares of each platform, and they're making it difficult for the smaller guy to kind of rise up. But, you know, if you're smart in terms of marketing strategies, you have the opportunity to really reach an audience. And see, and that's what sets people apart these days, is that, you know, if you were to wait for that phone to ring, you don't come with fans. Whereas today, you know, if you're able to create your own show and actually gain a following, you're coming with a lot more marketability, a lot more marquee value, and you have people that already know who you are. So I think that's already going to, like you said, it might be a good segue, but, you know, it's even more powerful of a segue because now you have the upper hand. Do you want to give those fans to this corporate entity that's looking to hire you, or do you want to continue to build your own enterprise?
Right now we are speaking with Brit Heisen. She is editor-in-chief of Millennial Magazine. You can follow her on Twitter at Millennial Mags. Brit, when we see political campaigns, we're always talking about one percenters, and we're talking about men in white collars, but we really never focus on Hollywood because, well, Hollywood's great. They're popular, they're fun to read about, but we never really look deep inside of it. And During 2008, 2012, two of the most expensive elections in the United States of America's history, how much influence did Hollywood actually contribute to it, to the 2008, 2012 election?
I think that they contributed everything. I think they're the ones that bought Obama the election. If they didn't have so much celebrity endorsement, I don't know if the youth would have gotten on board the way that they did. When you have figures that are relatable figures, because we watch them on screens all the time, no matter what platform that is, your laptop, a movie theater, your TV, and we come to know these people as our friends, even though we don't personally know them, we trust their opinions in terms of political persuasion. So I think that with Hollywood's influence behind whether it would have been the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, whoever they put their power behind is going to ultimately win the vote, because Hollywood's fun. And so this younger generation and a lot of people who are, you know, fascinated with the glamorization of the election, at least within the 2008 and 2012 elections, you know, I think that's why they were so enamored with Obama, is because Obama had so much celebrity support.
And it's also scary, because when you look at Hollywood, one side of it, it's a beautiful place, lights, camera, action, but then there's a whole other part of it. When you see Beyonce and Jay-Z smiling, behind the scenes, they don't care about you. They probably don't even like you. They probably don't. Sometimes they'll give back to the fans. And Beyonce will throw her hand and say, no, security, don't let him away. But come on, let's face the facts here. Who's worse, politicians or actors and actresses of the 21st century? And that could be a whole conversation. And when you have Seth Rogen, who goes up to Capitol Hill last week, and you probably read about it, you probably even reported on it, we saw many senators leave. Why do you think these senators left? I already went through a whole bunch of theories. They might have left because their priorities that someone else is giving them is not towards Seth Rogen. Some people might not take Seth Rogen seriously because he is an actor, and people don't trust actors the same way they don't trust politicians. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's going to go down to the public perception and what's good for this senator's image. If it's good for them to leave, then they'll do it. Even though they might disagree with the positioning of it, they'll do it because it's good for their image, and it might be better leverage later down the road for election purposes. You know, I had a friend that said that, and I hope this isn't construed in any wrong way, but I had a friend that said that Washington is basically the Hollywood for ugly people. And it's true, because it's so political in terms of, you know, the rich and famous and power-driven mentalities, just like Hollywood is. And Hollywood is a cutthroat industry. And when, like you said, if you really do see once lights, cameras, and action is off, and you get to see who these people really are, I mean, sometimes you'll walk away and you'll see genuine, authentic, warm-hearted people. But most of the time, you're going to see that it's like, what's in it for me? It's always my own personal leverage. You know, these senators made that move for their own interests. So, you know, if that was to help them win the next election, then that's why they did it.
And you see what Hollywood does to an actor or an actress. It's the same way what Washington does to a small congressman in a small district. We saw Sarah Palin. That's a great example. You might hate her, you might like her, but you saw on what Washington did to Sarah Palin. I mean, we saw with how she entered that sphere where, well, how she says anything she wants, and some things are a little bit more abstract than others. But we see on what they did to Sarah Palin, how I'm trying to get the right words here. A family mom from small little Alaska can turn to this evil witch to some, and to others could be the greatest thing on earth. Same thing like Hollywood with Justin Bieber. So you are so right how Hollywood and politics are the same. And when people were asking me a few weeks ago, Andrew, what do you think of Justin Bieber? I tell them the simple words. Well, it's politics. It's as simple as that. Meaning it's, you know, he's going to go
in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, though, the thing with Sarah Palin is that she's incredibly threatening to the establishment. So, of course, they're going to try and degrade her to the fullest extent, which is so sad. But it goes to show the kind of power that Hollywood and the media, who is also in bed with Hollywood, you know, has over the public. For innocent people who really know nothing about Sarah Palin to have such hatred towards her, like hatred, it doesn't make any sense, but for the fact that Hollywood has that much influence.
Well, Sarah Palin, and I told people that she's not a dumb person. She is very smart, and she has her priorities straight. She knows what she agrees with and what she not agrees with. But, yeah, just like Hollywood, again, you're going to change. You're going to dress up like this. You're going to smile like that. And if you don't like it, well, you're going to be thrown in the slammer. Or you're going to be like Drake Bell. You are going to be in bankruptcy. That's what makes Washington and Hollywood. If you don't follow the status quo, you're going to be kicked out. Unless you're that small little percent Brit, that small little group who didn't follow the status quo and end up being a absolute role model for the whole world to see.
Yeah, well, the other unfortunate part of Hollywood is that if you're working, you know, let's say you're working on a set and somebody finds out that you're a Republican, you're gone. Like, you don't have the right to be anything other than what is dictated to you. So if you're a Democrat and you're, you know, working in the town, you're safe. But if you mention that you're a Republican, you'll probably never work in the town again, which is so sad. But there is such judgment. Here we have a party that claims that they're for all this social justice, and yet why are they so degrading to the opposite side or anybody who doesn't agree with their opinion? You know, you may not even be a Republican. You may be a Libertarian. And if you just don't agree with Democratic viewpoints through and through, then you are insignificant as they're concerned, as far as they're concerned, and, you know, you don't really have a say. You don't have the right to even have a say.
The Democrats will take everything away to get their way, but when the other party gains leadership and they do the same thing, they'll be blasted from all corners. It's simple as that. Especially the filibuster is a great example how they minimize the filibuster rules for choosing Supreme Court justices that President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid disagreed with years ago. But the second a Republican gains office or gains Congress and tries to do the same thing, if they do, of course, that's when the Democrats will go crazy. It's just politics. Simple as that. Politics. But you are right, though. Hollywood is full of liberals. We all know that, from Beyonce to Jay-Z to Drake. I mean, come on. I mean, remember, President Obama,
you know
he's the man. He's cool.
I don't know how much of it is actually authentic or how much of it is them wanting to keep their job. You know, who did those black and white campaigns for Obama, those campaign videos, and I mean, there were all of the A-list actors that were in these campaign videos, but I don't know how many of them actually agreed with Obama or just were trying to save their neck in Hollywood, save their place as an A-list actor. You know, Ashton Kutcher supported Obama through and through, and then come this year, he declares himself as a Libertarian. Why? Because he's in a position now where Obama's elected, so he's okay, you know, in terms of he did his job up until that point. And now he can come out and voice his opinion because he's a major producer in the town. He holds a lot of collateral. It's just, it's mind-blowing to actually know the truth behind certain situations, to know that, oh, Ashton Kutcher actually is a Libertarian, then why did he support Obama? Well, he probably supported Obama because he had to.
And it's amazing how Washington, the only job they should have is to look over and make sure everyone is following the rules that we create, because the American people, and just make sure everything's okay. They should not have any right to go into Hollywood. That is a major industry that gets many, many peers to spend money, to spend goods, and, of course, to boost the economy in movies. It's amazing how they secretly, behind all doors, maybe not physically, but just by mentally, just by looking at the person, by everything that's going on, have so much influence. And I think that's really sad. It really is. And I just don't know.
Well, you know, the irony about Hollywood, though, is that here you have a bunch of liberals that are saying to spread the wealth. Now, the wealth distribution within an actual set, the crew for the set, is ridiculously separated. There is such a difference between the lowest paid person from the highest paid person. You want to talk about a split economy and class divide? You got to analyze what the hierarchy is of a set. Here you have a PA that's making $9.50 an hour versus a producer that on the back end of the movie is going to make $20+ million. And every actor that's on that set is making that much money as well. And yet, you've got the PA that's making $9.50. If they really wanted to do wealth distribution, I think there should be a cap on how much money producers should make, and there should be a minimum on how much a, you know, the PA should make. They should be making, you know, $20,000 a film. It's ridiculous on the distribution or the inequity of the distribution between the wealth on a set.
Right now we are speaking with Brett Heisen. She's a managing editor for Millennial Magazine, and you can follow her on Twitter at Millennial Mags, M-A-G-Z. And we're speaking about Seth Rogen, and we're speaking about how Hollywood is actually a lot more different than you'd think. And, of course, we're also talking about how much influence they have in campaigns. And I want to end off the conversation. I might as well mention the Oscars. You have the Oscars, and everyone's smiling, and they're happy, and you're sitting there. I mean, I think the Oscars is a distraction from the real world. Half the world's at war, half the world's poor, half the world is in denial, and we're too busy judging if Jennifer Lawrence's dress is nicer than last year's. So, I mean, so what do you think of the Oscars and politics? How do you think politics has entered the Oscars, you know, pretty popular television show, Brett?
Well, absolutely. Like, the Oscars are definitely the watched, the very highly rated, you know, the Hollywood event that everybody watches. And everybody really looks forward to it. And it's nice because it's glamorized and it's kind of an escape. But, you know, the irony is that here you have everybody that's, you know, a multimillionaire sitting up in the front few rows. And when Ellen walked around and was asking for money for the pizza guy, like, nobody had any money on them. And the crazy part is that every actor really expects freebies. When you put those Oscar bags together, those gift bags are worth $35,000 or more. And they're giving these to the actors and the producers and the directors who have that as chimp change in their pockets. Like, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. And it just is very hypocritical on the viewpoints that they like to push out onto the public. So yeah, I think the Oscars is a really, to be honest, like I loved the Oscars. I always looked forward to the Oscars until I started realizing the atrocities that are happening in our world and in our country today and how we really need to be ourselves the solution, but also, you know, encourage other people to be the solution and start talking about solutions and start acting on solutions. And when you're watching something that has no effect on solving anything, on any of these problems, and everybody's just kind of patting themselves on the back for creating entertainment, which, like I said, really has no value in the scheme of things. Entertainment is nice to get you out of, you know, a bad day, you kind of escape, you disconnect, but that's what it is, it's a disconnect. And it really serves no value in the grander scheme of things, and yet here we are paying these actors and producers and directors billions of dollars over the years for them to what, have influence in on certain elections and go a certain way that may or may not be right for the country? I mean, for them to have so much power doesn't make any sense, and it's really the people who give them the power. It's the people who are voting with their dollars that are paying them, you know, through the box office and through cable subscriptions and through all sorts of different mediums.
That last line you said, I've heard that before, because I say it every week. I tell people, you can complain about Congress all you want, but guess what? You're the bosses of this country. You have the right, or we still do have that right, to put anyone we want in. If we want term limits and you get enough people to push the media to report on it, they'll put term limits. I see an audience riot over Subway's ingredient in a sandwich, bread, and Subway after being pressured, and oh boy, our business that now is now more superior than McDonald's now took that ingredient away. It really shows that with Twitter and with Facebook, we have all these resources that we can be something so much more, and our voice is so much more powerful. And I just don't understand why we forgot. And guess what? It's the media and it's Congress, it's schools. They're not reminding us at the end of each class, reminding you when you go out there, out that door, you make the choices. You can make a change, not just in your own society, but all around the country. It's that simple. And when you say the do nothing Congress, well, we vote for Congress. Simple enough. It's simple as that.
Yeah. You know, and I think what you're saying too, why Subway had so much effect, and why, you know, the Chick-fil-A scandal had so much impact on individuals, you know, rallying outside of the establishment, is because they had direction. They knew what to do because somebody was guiding them, was telling them, this is what we're going to do. With other issues in the country, nobody has any solution for it. And so what I'm trying to do with Millennial Magazine is provide these actionable takeaways for people to actually act on. We need action. We need these actionable ways in which we can get involved and participate and start to make a difference. We need these tangible, concrete directions to help us internally guide ourselves into creating a better life for ourselves and for our communities. And it really starts with the life improvements. How do you want to improve your life? There's tons of YouTube videos out there on anything you want to know how to do. There's tons of research that Google will pull up for you to give you a how-to. So it's really about taking your own initiative and wanting to know what to do in order to solve an issue. And like you're saying, yeah, we have the power to vote for Congress, but most Americans don't even participate in that election, and that's the most important one. So, it really is about providing solutions and allowing people to know how they can act on them. And that's what I'm doing with Millennial Magazine. So if you're interested on any particular issue, we probably are talking about it, and with every article, it is my utmost duty to provide a solution that is merely a suggestion. It's just one. We encourage many other people, all readers, to submit their ideas for a solution to a particular issue. But it's to start the conversation. And if you were to act on one of our suggestions, it'd be interesting to see what actually happened. So, you know, we need encouragement and we need direction. And I think there are a lot of voices out there that have some very valid points to make and, you know, are just really trying to influence behavior in a positive way.
Well said. Well done. Britt Heisen, again, you can follow her on Twitter at Millennial Mags, M-A-G-Z. Britt, thanks for coming on. Really great conversation. I think it went really well. And I hope we can have it again very soon.
Yeah, I would like that. Thank you for having me. Great show.
Britt, have a good one, okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Britt Heisen. Man, she can talk, but guess what? She knows what she's talking about. And again, she's got a strong opinion. If you have any counter to her opinion, you can tweet me if you like. You can call me up. Any of your tweets and any of your calls will go to endometriosis awareness. I like one thing she said, that this election that's coming up in November is one of her most important ones. And she's right! It's one of our most important ones. It's the Do Nothing Congress election. It's the time when you get to walk in and actually make a difference. You know, it's pretty cool. It was actually pretty cool 240 years ago, where you were actually able to use your voice, make a difference. We forgot that because it's boring. It's boring. I'll be right back.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates just a tap away on the Geico app.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
Producers, are you looking for the song for your film, TV program, radio commercial, or video project? On Jamendo.pro, find the perfect soundtrack for your multimedia projects among more than 120,000 tracks. On Jamendo.pro, discover music from 50,000 original up-and-coming artists. Jamendo Pro guarantees a relevant search of high-quality music files at the most attractive rates, with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Save money and support independent artists on Jamendo.pro.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio. You can now download the new free Radionomy in the App Store, an app for listening to all your favorite radio stations, storing them in your favorites, and sharing them with your friends. Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations. Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store.
Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
When we come back on the program, I'm going to be speaking about potholes. They're not ending. They get more expensive. I'm going to tell you my experience, how all this construction, all summer long, and now it's all back to normal again. Every single year this happens, and I cannot seem to figure out why it is. I can't. Doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. Don't be left behind listening. Yo, Andrew, it's our show.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.